Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there. Thank you for joining me for the podcast today. I'm excited to be with you because we're going to talk about my favorite subject today, and that is music. You know, I was introduced to music as a youngster. My mother always played the best music in our house, and you would kind of laugh at this music because actually we listened to what would now be called elevator music or easy listening. So I'm familiar with all the things from the Lawrence Welk era, and if you've ever heard of Lawrence Welk, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of it demonstrates really significant talent, but it's just not music we listen to today, and I still love it. I'm familiar with the Letterman. I was really into Donny and Marie Osmond as a child, and also there were many other, like the Electric Light Orchestra, and then of course Dolly Parton came on the scene, and Burt Reynolds, and all kinds of people. So a lot of the music I was exposed to as a young person was really pleasant. It was well written, well crafted, and then I became a student of music. So we're going to talk about music today and its role in your life. We want this all to be relevant to you. And so what I want to do is talk about first the music therapy idea, what that's all about. It's a whole profession. And then I want to talk a little bit about music coaching, because that's something that I do and I'm really interested in doing for you. So the first thing I want to talk about is music therapy. So music therapy is an entire profession. Music therapy is all about using music as a tool to help people get where they need to be in a therapy perspective. So I'm going to go ahead and read a little definition here. What is music therapy? Music therapy is the clinical and evidence-based use of music interventions to accomplish individualized goals within a therapeutic relationship by a credentialed professional who has completed an approved music therapy program. So music therapists are not lay people. They're educated, and they also have a special certification to do what they do. And they do purposeful things in a clinical setting to help people become more functional, change emotional states, and work through therapy goals. There are a lot of therapy goals. Therapy is a large profession. Music therapy is kind of in there as a companion subject matter. So music therapy is not really where I'm headed here. I'm talking about music coaching. So music therapy is often focused on physical, emotional, cognitive, and social needs, assessing strengths, and then kind of working with those. But in opposition to therapy, which often looks backwards and focuses on remediating areas, coaching talks about moving forward. So in coaching, we're looking at taking you now and taking you where you want to go. So I'd like to talk a little bit today about music coaching, which is not about teaching you to play an instrument better or sing better. It's about using music as a tool to coach yourself and to set up a positive environment for yourself. So with that in mind, let's think a little bit about times in life when music has been a friend. Think about a time when you had a song that you were listening to. It might have been a record, a tape, or a CD, depending on the era. And you were listening to this music, and it just made you feel really, really good. I heard someone once describe their experience like that. And I don't remember what the piece of music was, but he described it as they were a bunch of children in their house growing up with their mother who played this music on the radio or something. And they were bouncing from couch to couch, throwing pillows and having this party of a time because the music was so invigorating and joyful. Now, I can think of so many times in my life where I have listened to music and it has absolutely empowered me. I have connected with it. It has spoken to me, and it has given me strength, courage, enthusiasm, excitement, all kinds of things. And not one song is going to do all of those things, right? So maybe we have a whole palette. But what is your highlight? What do you think about when you think about a time when a song really did something magical for you and was wonderful in your life? Think about that. Now, what if you had a negative time? Maybe you're not feeling so happy. Maybe you're discouraged or downhearted about something or feeling stuck about a relationship or a problem, or maybe a sticky situation with a neighbor or a coworker or a boss, or maybe someone you manage. Something is troubling you. If you put on that exciting, wonderful, splendid music, is it going to complicate thinking, or is it going to give you a lighter perspective to help you? Now, only you can know this, right? Because some of us, really, that kind of music's going to solve the problem because it'll give us this energy shift and help us come at the problem from a better place. But other people might want more reflective music that is slower, the mood is maybe more calm, and maybe it sets up a reflective setting for you to think through a problem and kind of come up with a better solution. So music can serve a lot of purposes. And depending on what your situation is in the moment you need the music, you can decide, do you want the music to match your mood, or do you want the music to promote changing your mood? What is it about music that can help you change your mood? Well, there's a couple of music elements that we look for when we're trying to change the mood. And if we're talking about music that has some lyrics, like an actual singer singing a message, then the words matter immensely, right? So maybe the words are empowering to you. Maybe the words are reassuring. Maybe they are encouraging. Maybe they send some kind of a motivational message. Maybe they are inspiring. So if you first look at the words of the music, that is number one and a really great way to connect with that music and push yourself wherever it is you want to go. Choose a message that's going to help kind of be your cheerleader, be your friend, be your companion. Because the coolest thing about music is that music is going to go with you everywhere, and it's not another human being, right? So you're still able to maintain the privacy of your thoughts and your experience if you would like to. And that music will kind of listen to you, speak to you, and partner with you wherever you want to go with it. So the first thing is the lyrics. And that's really critical. If you are having a hard time and you listen to lyrics that kind of like mull over your pain and cycle through the negative things, it's not going to help you get out of that mood. Now, if you want to stay in that mood, that's different. But most people who are having a hard time actually want to change it. They want to feel energy. They want to feel different. So choose music that has lyrics that take you there. The second thing has to do with the tempo of the music. Tempo is speed, plain and simple. So if you have a slow tempo, you've got kind of like a slower piece of music that you might slow dance to, or you might sit down and listen to versus dancing around the room. Okay, so a slow tempo can really promote reflection and thought and a kind of like meditating in the moment, contemplating what's going on and giving yourself a little bit of space. So slower music, slower tempo can promote that kind of thought and reflection. And even if you want a little sense of melancholy in there, you could go there. It could also give you sort of a peace, depending on what it is. And a faster tempo tends to infuse energy. And like I said, you can use music as a sort of self-coaching tool. So based on lyrics, based on tempo, you can have it take you exactly where you want to go. A third thing in the music that you can have is the texture. Some music has a lot going on in it. Like, let's just say we're picking an instrumental piece. If there's a lot of different melodies happening, maybe there's some really tense stuff underneath that. The harmony is really tense. If you have a lot going on in the music, it actually might drive your emotional state to a more tense, complicated place. If it's more simple, more pleasing, more lovely, and kind of more harmonious, maybe the texture and all the instrumental stuff that's going on is thinner. There's just not a lot more going on. That can actually help take away tension in your feelings. Your shoulders can relax. Your body can relax, even if it's faster music. Now, if you're going for something like you want to go to sort of the Western art music instead of pop music, I do recommend pop because I think lyrics convey a lot and they can self-coach us incredibly well. But if you want to go for something instrumental and you'd like to go through like art music, something more pleasing and simple and sort of like peace promoting would be maybe something from the classical era. Maybe something that Haydn composed or something that Mozart composed. Maybe Salieri. There are a variety of classical era composers, and that period of music was all about harmony and beauty and pleasing the listener and making things very peaceful, very simple. Anything from those composers might be helpful. If you want to go for something more complex, like you just really want to dig into complexity, I would recommend a Bach fugue. Now, if you were to Google Switched on Bach, played by Wendy Carlos, in the, I believe it was the late 70s, maybe the mid 70s, she used a mini Moog or a Moog synthesizer, which is an early version of the electronic keyboard. It had like chords and little patch areas to create these loops to record this fugue in sort of a techno manner. So it was really ahead of its time what she was doing. So Wendy Carlos Switched on Bach. Very, very good stuff. If you want this sort of complexity that's giving you sort of this feeling of mathematical thinking, that would be great stuff that's instrumental that would really help. What if you want to promote a much deeper, much more significant sort of emotional depth? Then I would suggest instrumental music from the Romantic era. You might go for something like Berlioz or Tchaikovsky. There are so many from the Romantic era that would be just fabulous for creating depth and creating sort of intrigue and really going there with your thoughts if that's what you want to do. So depending on where you are emotionally and intellectually and where you'd like to be, music can be a fantastic coach. Think about the lyrics. Think about the tempo or the speed of the music, and think about whether you want it to be popular music with lyrics or you want it to be something like instrumental where it's going to create this environment for you to think. Music can be a great experience to sit down and listen to and just kind of let your mind wander a little bit, sort of like a meditation practice. You could listen to it when you're exercising, walking, running, maybe have a treadmill you work on. That any of these places would be great spaces to use music to kind of fuel you in a direction. You might also consider listening to music when you're on your way somewhere in the car. A lot of people do play the radio, but they just kind of accept whatever comes on. You could purposely plan the kind of music that's going to coach you. So be thinking about how to use this in your life to create the moods, the thought settings, and the kind of place that you want to be in. Because just like music therapy helps move people kind of into areas where they can function more wholly, music coaching can take you and dramatically empower you and give you strength from its own goodness, but also as if it's speaking just to you. There's a lot of power in that. So think about music coaching this week and come up with a few songs maybe that are effective in self-coaching. And I'll share mine as well on the Facebook page. So I hope to see you there. Thanks for joining me and have a great week being the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.